All right. All right. Thank you guys. Thank you all for joining me. One thing out of the way here first. A couple of reasons I'm doing this video tonight is what's called third-party verification. If you don't know what that is, look it up. This is a strategic measure at the advice of my legal counsel. I'm not gonna talk about what the strategy is or what it's for, but this will serve as third-party publication of the letter that Anthony Johnson's attorney sent me back on April 20th. And I also want to make this abundantly clear that nothing I'm going to say tonight, other than the obvious, nothing I say tonight is going to be a statement of fact. I am simply reading and showing the letter that Anthony Johnson's attorney sent to me on April 20th of 2021, pointing out a few suspicious elements in said letter, and maybe speculate on a possible motive for said letter. As a matter of fact, I'm actually not going to be doing that at all. I'm going to let you guys make your own judgments on that. Quick rundown here. Most people know that on March 20th of 2021, Anthony Johnson released a documentary on his channels called The Truth About Donovan Sharp. If you haven't checked it out, I encourage you to go check that out. Exactly 30 days later, his attorney sent me a demand letter. And so the Conference of Masculine Excellence went down from June 4th through June 6th. The documentary was published on March 20th, 30 days after that. I got this letter from Anthony Johnson's attorney. Now, I've redacted all of Anthony's attorney's proprietary information. This is not about his lawyer. This is about Anthony. So let's go ahead and get into it. So the first thing, pardon me. Oh, by the way, guys, the reason I haven't been on until now is that I got a touch of the stomach bug again. I felt like dog crap when I woke up, and it was, I started feeling better around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And so, I'm probably a few pounds lighter, for lack of a better term, but, I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm good to go. So I don't want anybody to worry on that front. Okay. So let's go ahead and do this here. So the first thing I'd like to call your attention to is the email from Mr. Johnson's attorney. It's redacted, obviously, but if you look at the domain is @gmail.com. Now, what does this mean? What does his Gmail domain have to really do with anything? Well, the vast majority of business owners, especially attorneys, they have their own domains, right? So if I were Donovan Sharp Inc. or Donovan Sharp Attorney at Law, it'd be donovan@donovansharp.com, just like my email says. If you work at a baseball making factory called Rawlings, whatever at Rawlings.com. It gives me some suspicions. It gives me some suspicions that an attorney does not have his or her own domain. It just gives me some suspicions. Again, listen, man, I'm sure there are attorneys and business owners that use Gmail, but buying your own domain, and obviously to get a domain, you have to own that domain, the website, right? And of course you can, I think it's like $5 a month or something. Devin knows all about that stuff. But the reason why we do that is for a touch of not only professionalism, but a little bit of legitimacy, right? Because anybody can create a Gmail account, right? ihateyourguts@gmail.com, Right. Well, buying your own domain name and having your domain as the suffix to your Gmails, again, it's a little suspicious. It's either unprofessional or it's, you know, maybe something else is at play. I'll let you guys draw your own conclusions to that. So that's the first thing I would like to draw your attention to. So let's go ahead and read it. Regarding your breach of non-disclosure agreement between you and Anthony Johnson /21 Studios, LLC, Redman Group, LLC, and 21 Convention, LLC companies, and your defamation of Anthony Johnson and the companies, and demand for retraction under Florida Statute 770.01 et whatever. Mr. Hopkins, that is my name. This office represents Mr. Anthony Johnson and the above referenced entities, the companies. You entered into a certain non-disclosure confidentiality agreement, the agreement, on or about June 19th of 2019 with Mr. Johnson and the companies. A copy is enclosed for your reference. I didn't get a copy, and neither did my attorneys. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what NDA he's talking about. But listen, just assuming that this is all above board. Mr. Johnson, the letter continues, has learned recently that you were hosting a convention event titled the Conference of Masculine Excellence in Las Vegas in June of 2021. In June of 2021. Based on the promotional materials related thereto and the publicly available information released concerning the event, it is clear that your planning and creation of that event relies on confidential information learned by you, which is protected by the agreement from use or disclosure to others. Let me call your attention to something else. If you guys notice, we got some red writing in here, right? Got some red font, right? What you guys are looking at is a redlined letter. Now, what's a redlined letter? Glad you asked. A redlined letter is a letter that, let's just say, for example, I wanted to send a legal letter to somebody. I type it up, I send it to my attorney. My attorney looks it over and he redlines the letter. In other words, the attorney goes through and he makes corrections, suggests corrections on the letter. He does that either by redlining it, as you guys can see here, or with certain software programs, they've got in the margins, it'll say, hey, look, check out line 32. You might want to use this word instead of that word. So basically, you're sending it back and forth and you're redlining the letter. So this, what we're looking at here, which was sent to me and my attorneys, this is a draft. This is not the final draft. Now, I'm sure errors and accidents can happen, right? But something of this magnitude, I would think that if someone is, you know, paying an attorney to redline a letter and make corrections so that it's the most effective, my guess is that that attorney probably has maybe a paralegal, maybe a legal assistant to make sure that the version you send to the attorneys is the final draft and not the red line. Neither of my attorneys nor I have ever, and I mean ever, received a redlined letter from anyone. Now, you guys know me. I've certainly had my run-ins with the law on the criminal side. Well, guys, I've been sued three times. And all three times I was sued, not a redlined letter, not a rough draft. It was the final draft. Again, I'm not saying, I'm just saying type of deal. Once again, this gives me some suspicions and I'll just leave it at that. Right. So first, we've got the Gmail domain, right? Listen, a lot of people use Gmail, right? But again, if you're a business owner, more importantly, an attorney where your reputation is key, getting your own domain, probably a good idea. It is what it is. But I got sent a rough draft. Just, again, draw your own conclusions, think what you want to think, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, Devin in the chat says you can get your domain email at a Google Workspace for $5 a month per email, just one simple solution. Right. There you go. Okay. See, I knew Dev knew something. I knew Dev knew something about it. Appreciate that. The lovely and talented Devin, as usual. Mr. Johnson executed the agreement with you because you were a member of his inner circle. In fact, you were considered for an ownership interest in one of the companies. You can see more than is written and then redlined, both by former member of the Redman Group, George Miller, as well as Mr. Johnson himself. Mr. Johnson discussed details of his operations with you, with regard to both his convention business and his online business. The areas in which Mr. Johnson and his company shared confidential information with you, which had economic value by virtue of not being generally known or discoverable, including without limitation, the following. So, what is being alleged is that the information that Anthony told me about how to plan an event is something that nobody else knows but him. He's telling me, he is telling me and my attorneys that the information he personally gave to me in confidence is something proprietary to him, and that him and his companies are the only companies that know how to promote an event. Let me repeat that. Anthony is alleging that the information he shared with me about how to plan an event is something that only him and his companies had. Again, more red line here. So let's see what this list is. Event development and planning, event marketing strategies, event operations and logistics, proprietary concepts and cost reduction techniques. I can tell you guys right now, I don't remember any such conversations with Anthony. Analytic reports, revenue data, and let me also point out that this list here, you notice these aren't capitalized in the beginning, right? These aren't capitalized. Again, the fact that it's not capitalized, somebody said the font looks unprofessional, doesn't look like everything is aligned. And yes, Devin is absolutely correct. Legal documents use justified alignment. What justified alignments mean is that it's the same on both sides. It looks like a block. Right. Listen, I'm sure there are legal documents that don't use justified alignments. It's been a while since I've seen one. Again, I'm not making any statements of fact. I'm just gives me some suspicions. You guys can draw your own conclusions. Revenue data, event know-how, customer relationships, staff, volunteer, and speaker relationships, ticket pricing strategies, internal performance results, event security operations, operation and production of the 21 Report Show, operation and production of the Redman Group Live Podcast, operation and production of the attendee exclusive workshops, technical aspects of video and audio management. I don't remember having any of these conversations with Anthony. I don't remember having any of these conversations with Anthony. Technical aspects of the video and audio management, backup methods for audio and video production. I don't know, an external hard drive maybe? I don't think I would need... Listen. I'm a smart enough guy to understand that I wouldn't need someone to tell me, now, Donovan, this is how you back up your audio and video production. You use an external hard drive. Now, don't tell anybody. You sign that NDA. Don't tell anybody, because nobody else knows this except for me and my companies. Event affiliate management, commission structure, discount structure / incentives, speaker management and incentives, attendee and merchandise management, speaker liaison management. Again, gentlemen, I do not remember having any conversation like this with Anthony. Again, I'd like to point out more red line stuff here. The punctuation is off. We're not capitalizing letters. We're using left justified alignments instead of justified on both sides. Here's the meat and potatoes of his demand. As such, demand is made for you to cease and desist from violations of the agreement, including without limitation using the above confidential information for your event, and to remove all promotional materials for said event and provide notice of its total cancellation. Let me read that one more time. As such, demand is made for you to cease and desist from violations of the agreement, including without limitation, using the above confidential information for your event, and to remove all promotional materials for said event and provide notice of its total cancellation. Wanted me to cancel the event. That's what he is demanding. So he releases the truth about Donovan Sharp on March the 20th. He figured, yep, that'll scare him away. That'll scare him away. He'll totally didn't happen. Okay. Let me get my attorney to send him this letter to cease and desist all actions. Now, the timing of the quote-unquote documentary, as well as this letter, because again, remember, this is April 20th. This is round about a month and a half from the event. Right? Now, one could speculate that the timing is a little suspicious in terms of ulterior motives. I remember in Anthony's quote-unquote documentary, he said that he was exposing the truth about me because he believes that everyone should know the truth, and that he was doing this for the Manosphere, and that the people deserved to know, and that was the reason he was doing it. He wants to make sure that people, you know, work with integrity and all this other kind of stuff. It just gives me some suspicions that he didn't do this after the CME. He did this before the CME. You guys can draw your own conclusions as to why he would release this quote-unquote documentary and now this demand letter before the event. Again, I've told you guys the reason he was doing this. I told you guys. If you want to know, go back and watch my other videos on that. I told you the reasons why. So now he's telling me that he wants me to totally cancel the event. The next sentence, and again, total, is in red. It is deeply unmasculine of you not to honor your agreements and to seek to profit off the experience and knowledge of Mr. Johnson and his companies, which was shared with you in goodwill and confidence pursuant to the agreement. Let me read that again. It is deeply unmasculine of you not to honor your agreements. That sentence right there gives me some suspicions about who approved this letter. That really, really, really gives me... Draw your own conclusions. Think whatever you want. But it is deeply unmasculine of you not to honor your agreements. That doesn't sound like legalese. Hey, who knows? Maybe it is, right? I mean, who knows? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a Nexus Lexus. Maybe there's some sort of case law where, you know, using the language, it is deeply unmasculine of you. I don't know. It's been years since I've been to paralegal school. Hell, for all I know, the joke is on me. It just gives me some suspicions. Speaking of such matters, it is also wrong of you to lie about Mr. Johnson and his accurate statement regarding your lifestyle and your relationships. You have engaged in multiple acts of defamation against Mr. Johnson and his entities and acting with constitutionally required malice in doing so, as the true facts regarding your relationships and the other matters publicized by Mr. Johnson are well within your personal knowledge. It's funny. Actually, let me rephrase that. It would appear, and I'm not, no, listen, I'm not, no statements of facts, but it would appear that there are a lot of, there's a lot of legalese going on here that doesn't really apply, right? Constitutionally required malice. Where's the case law on that? Where's the statute for that? Because constitutionally required malice, those laws are different in every single state in the union. Constitutionally required malice. That, to me, is trying to kill a fly with a sledgehammer. That's why it gives me suspicions as to who really wrote and approved this letter. As one example, you claimed in a video link below that the evidence presented by Mr. Johnson was created with, quote, Photoshop, and therefore false. More red sentence here. More widely, you have acted with reckless public regard for truth in these matters numerous times since the publication of Mr. Johnson's documentary film, included, but not limited to, appearances on the Chris Von Erich channel, wherein you called the documentary a hit piece, the Fresh and Fit channel, your own business Instagram page, and your own YouTube channel networks. You have acted with similar brazen disregard for truth in private communications with several persons with whom Mr. Johnson has long-term business relationships and accused him of making false statements, which statements you in fact know to be true. Interesting. It looks like the attorney said, can you provide timestamps to some of these? Huh, that's interesting. So the attorney, I don't know, who knows? Maybe it was, I don't know. Can you provide timestamps to some of these? One would think that he already had the timestamps if he's going to put this entire red paragraph in this, correct? I don't know. Like I said, nothing I'm saying is a statement of fact. It just gives me some suspicions. You guys can draw your own conclusions. Because accusing Mr. Johnson of lying about, inventing, or exaggerating these factual claims constitutes defamation under Florida law, demand is made for the following. Interesting. He said it constitutes defamation under Florida law, but does not list the statute. If I'm an attorney and I am making a statement that something that I've done or said constitutes defamation under Florida law, one would think that they would put the statute, wouldn't they? What are you arresting me for? Get in the car. Listen. It just gives me some suspicions. Oh, here we go. We got the potatoes, now the meat. So, these are his demands. Demand number, now we're capitalizing here. So we're capitalizing and numbering here. Okay, good. Number one, immediately cease and desist all defamatory and false statements about Anthony Johnson in public and private. Number two, publicly admit to all factual allegations from the documentary, including, but not limited to, the true name, age, and appearance of Cynthia Ashlock, and your longstanding actions and intent to conceal these material facts. Age, name, and appearance? Age, okay. Name, okay. Appearance? Again, look. Say it with me. Say it with me, guys. I'm not making a statement of fact, okay? It just gives me some suspicions. The true nature of your relationship to this woman since July of 2019, including a wedding ceremony, a corresponding honeymoon in Hawaii and or the Florida Keys. So, we either went to Hawaii and or the Florida Keys for our honeymoon. Seems a little obtuse to me, doesn't it? Like, you have to be, like, I mean, that's a hell of a stretch. Hawaii and or the Florida Keys. I mean, one could make the argument that you could put Hawaii and or the Florida Keys, but not limited to any other location between these points. The exchange of vows and rings before an audience, an officiator for this ceremony, and intent to be husband and wife as recognized by close friends and family members. Additionally, admit that Sean Brady is a fake alias created to glean additional information from Anthony Johnson about the issues of private, non-state sanctioned marriage. Oh boy. Fake alias. Okay. All right. Okay. Yes, trust and believe, Sean Brady is absolutely real. He was 100% my best friend in college. Number four, admit that you cited Candace Owens as a reason for dropping out of the 21-22 convention engagements in addition to Stefan Molyneux. Number five, publicly admit the basic true nature of legal adoption issues that you and or Cynthia Ashlock have been concealing from your audience. You see, guys, what you have to understand is that both of our legal names have been put out there. If we were really trying to adopt someone, that would be public information. That would be public information. You can go on to, you guys know we live in New Jersey, right? You guys know we live in New Jersey. Go to the newjerseycourthouse.com, look up our names, look up adoption. See for yourself. Oh, and while you're there, you can also check the marriage registry. Number six, publicly apologize to all of your fans for lying to them specifically for multiple consecutive years. Number seven, publicly apologize to all of the fans of the 21 convention, 21 Studios, the Redman Group, and the Redman Group for lying to them and falsely representing the true nature of your life and relationships. Publicly apologize to the entire Manosphere community for lying to them over a period of several years. Apologize individually and privately in writing to all business associates that were delivered defamatory comments about Anthony Johnson, including but not limited to Terrence Popp, business associates of Terrence Popp, Greg Adams, John Sonmez, Alan Roger Curry, Zach Small, Phil Foster, and George Bruno. Number 10, confirm receipt of these apologies by any means reasonable, available to you. Number 11, additionally, specifically, and briefly cite these individuals in your public apology for lying to them. Number 12, publicly admit that the video trailer, The Conference of Masculine Excellence, reuniting a once thriving men's community, was explicitly designed as a passive-aggressive attack video on Anthony Johnson's reputation as part of a broader disinformation campaign. Remove this video from the internet immediately. No. Number 12 is hit dog. Guys, this is hit dog. Reuniting a once thriving men's community that was supposed to be explicitly an attack on Anthony Johnson? Anthony's not the only one out here acting a goddamn fool. The nerve of this guy. Number 13, reveal privately in writing to this law office and all individuals involved in the creation of this video, specifically between the dates of March 20th and March 31st of 2021. Number 14, deliver all public apologies listed here in one video, either throughout a written and prepared statement, read on camera with no logos, branding visible of any kind, or through similar preparation means to make such a statement. We're still not done, guys. We're not done. Number 15. Publish this video to all of your business available platforms, including but not limited to your primary YouTube channel, Instagram accounts, Patreon accounts, and Facebook accounts. Number 16. Grant Anthony Johnson 21 Studios, the 21 Convention, and the Redman Group an indefinite license to publish and host this video, and in red, or otherwise make this video available under a permanent Creative Commons license for the public to replenish without limitation. Number 17, make written, authentic requests to publish this video apology and admission to the Fresh and Fit podcast, to which several of your defamatory statements have been made. Carbon copy this law office with such request. Number 18, apologize for any and all defamatory and disparaging statements made against Anthony Johnson on February 17th of 2021 on the Bulldog Mindset YouTube channel. Number 19, deliver $10,000. Deliver $10,000 US net to Anthony Johnson via wire transfer or cashier's check for damages done against his personal reputation, as well as his reputational damages done against 21 Studios, the 21 Convention, and the Redman Group brands and companies that he owns and operates. This payment represents a fraction of actual damages done both for the violation of the agreement and the defamatory statements made by you regarding Anthony Johnson and the companies. 10 grand, huh? And finally, number 20, cease and desist all hostile actions on the YouTube platform against the 21 Studios and Redman Group channels, including but not limited to, you know, this is interesting. Cease and desist all hostile actions on the YouTube platform against 21 Studios and the Redman Group channels. Like, isn't this projection? Like, from what I understand, all of the hostile actions that were performed on YouTube was against me from him. I didn't put out any documentaries or hit pieces on Anthony. Including but not limited to the abuse of privacy complaints. You are both public figures, and dubious copyright claims as censorship mechanisms. If each and all of these demands are not complied with within 10 days of your receipt of this letter, suit will be filed in Orange County Circuit Court for defamation and the violation of the agreement. My client reserves his right to seek injunctive relief and damages in addition to attorney's fees and court costs as provided for in the agreement. If you intend to retract any of the above statements, please contact this office to discuss the timing of said retractions. Please contact me if you have any questions regarding the above. Very truly yours. I redacted the name. There's my name. Suit was never filed. Surprise, surprise. Suit was never filed, guys. So there you have it. There you have it, guys. There you have it. Anthony Johnson said in his documentary film that the reason he was putting this information out about me was to make sure that people knew who I really was. Make sure that they knew I was a fraud and that I could not be trusted. Any reasonable person would probably conclude otherwise. And again, the timing is very interesting. March 20th, he comes out with the documentary, I Don't Budge. April 20th, his attorney sends this letter to my attorneys. My guess is that he was hoping I would actually comply with this, but here's the thing, man. Anthony doesn't understand that I am not a stranger to litigation. That's not something I'm proud of, but it's not something I'm ashamed of either. I have seen the inside of many courthouses, many jails, many detaining rooms, all that. You guys all know I've been arrested a bunch of times, multiple time convicted felon. Been sued a bunch of times. I make no bones about my legal past. I make no bones about my about my legal past. So you guys can draw your own conclusions as to what you might think Anthony Johnson's motives were in terms of the documentary as well as this letter. Now, a lot of you guys are probably thinking at this point, rightfully so, a lot of you guys say, hey, you know what, Donovan? Don't pay any attention to these haters. Don't give them any oxygen, blah, 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 blah. I hear you. And you're 100% right. Except for this one fact. And I need you guys to really hear me out. There is a big difference between a nobody making a hit piece about me and somebody who actually has worked with me. Right? If Joe YouTuber puts out a video, Donovan Sharp exposed, he has three kids by three different... I'm not paying any attention to that because that dude doesn't know me from Adam. But when guys like Anthony Johnson and O'Shea Duke Jackson make statements about me, that carries a little more weight. Why? Because I had personal relationships with them. I knew these people personally. I worked with them for an extended period of time. Anthony and O'Shea were keenly aware of that fact when they put out all of these videos. O'Shea lied about the fact that I tried to plan a Black 21 convention behind his back. He lied about that. That was a lie. He was dishonest with you. But he said that first, and because people know that O'Shea knew me personally, they assumed that what he was telling was the truth. That's why I had to come out with that response video and show the receipts. That's why I did it. O'Shea said in one of his videos, yeah, you know, I don't trust Donovan. He revealed personal text conversations, immature stuff like that. O'Shea, did you tell them why I revealed those text conversations? Did you tell them why? Yeah, it was because you made false statements about me and I proved them wrong. Then, of course, O'Shea wants to go and tell everybody, Donovan sold me for it. Look, I sold him four articles that I sold to Rouge. I tried to cut corners. He called me on it. I made him whole again. It is what it is. It is what it is. But O'Shea knows me personally. And so when he puts something out about me, people automatically believe him because they assume that what he's telling the truth because I worked with him for so long. It's the same thing as Anthony. Anthony Johnson and O'Shea Duke Jackson are not your average everyday trolls. These are men who worked with me. These are men that I worked with. I never did anything to Anthony Johnson. Never. I never said anything. Dude, I hosted the Red Man group very, very well for almost a year. Me and Devin spent 45 minutes on the phone talking to him about all the chargebacks and helping him with his chargebacks when he detonated the 21 convention going after Rolo, right? I didn't do anything to cause any of this except for having the audacity to plan an event. And need I remind you, and I'll be talking about this in a video on down the line. When everything is adjudicated, everything is going to be out there. But Anthony told me, and I have the text messages to prove it, hey, if you're looking to do an event, I'm more than happy to show you the ropes. This is what he told me. Well, guess what? I planned an event, and he did this. My guess is that Anthony didn't think that I was actually going to do it. He probably didn't think I had the money to do it. Just like he probably still doesn't think, that I have the money to seek the legal remedies available to me as far as his actions are concerned. And I want to make this very clear. I want to make this very clear. I want to make this very clear to Anthony and any one of his followers or fans who may be watching. I will 495% see this all the way through till the end. I will absolutely see this through till the end. I will seek out every legal remedy available to me. I have already retained two attorneys, bought and paid for. I have the money and the time to see this through. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. One of my guys sent a comment on one of Anthony's videos. Yeah, I don't pay attention to Donovan's idle threats. Okay, all right. Listen. 21 Studios, 21 Convention fans, hey, please don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it at all. Please make the egregious mistake of thinking that I'm bullshitting. Because in the immortal words of Marcellus Wallace, I'm not through with you by a sight. Now, there's not going to be, you know, a blowtorch or whatever he said in Pulp Fiction. But legally, this is not over. I will absolutely, positively make sure I see this all the way through to the end. I have more than enough money to see this through to the end and further than that. Actions have consequences. Actions have legal consequences. I'll just leave it at that. Minister Jap, $10 super chat, says, CME for life. Appreciate that. Oh, yo, yeah, let me get a wrench. Damn, my bad, dude. I thought Jap was already a... Oh, all right, Devin already got you. Okay, cool. Andrew Yu, $2, says, formatting looks off as well. Maybe. Eric Smith, $2 California, says, the font of the email looks unprofessional. I don't know. Maybe it is. Chase LeBeau, back in the house. Jay Parra, $5, says, this is vile and disrespectful. Feminine energy. Oh, yes. Jay Parra says, $5 says, tell him to kick rocks, slip, and fall. Andrew Yu, $2, says, if it is real, it's just a threat letter, a bad one. King Life, $5, said, he got this idea from Chipmunk Trick in Brazil. This only reveals the guy as a black pill sociopath. Oh, and one last thing. The 21 convention was an abject fucking disaster. It was an abject disaster. If you want to see how many people actually showed up, visit my Instagram and Facebook page. Visit my Instagram and Facebook page if you want to get a first. Yeah. It's a fucking disaster. It was a disaster. Am I surprised? No, of course not. Of course not. You can't behave the way he's behaved and expect people to actually pay to come to that. You know, it's interesting. One of my attorneys, and this was back before I even got this letter. I was in Arizona. I was out there having fun, riding my bike, lifting weights. And one of my attorneys was like, we're just going through, you know, the whole situation. He's like, you know, Mr. Hopkins, he says, you really, like, you could save yourself a lot of money and just let this guy self-destruct. This is what he told me. He says, look, I mean, all of these memes and he thinks he's funny, like this is going to sink his business. You don't really need to be doing this. And I said, I know. I know. But I will. I'm going to make an example out of this kid. I'm going to make an example out of him. Actions have legal consequences. Listen, all he has done is all protected under the First Amendment. But there are also legal remedies in the event. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to get too far into the weeds and maybe start revealing strategies. But yeah. Yeah. Dr. Thunder, $5, says, CME was a great conference. You're the man. Stay up. Let's go. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. I'll tell you what. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, and I know I'm probably a little bit late to the party on this, but tomorrow I'm going to tell you guys what my opinion is about